So we're continuing now with batch number 6 of local news and features. It's myself and Liz. We've got 4 more stories for you coming up. The headlines we have: a sad sign of the times as Hanley's largest nightclub closes. And I lost my marriage, couple now living apart after losing £15,000 to rogue trader. And Liz has for you:
police raid Staffordshire University halls in pervert swoop. Shameless benefit cheat mum claimed £20,000 in PIP, that is, while running 10K races.
And now we're also going to have for you the answers to Liz's one and only quiz.
Okay. Number 1. In which northern town can you follow a 5-mile coastal and inland asparagus trail through areas where the plant was cultivated? And that is, Tim's dropped something, Formby. Which is very interesting to me because asparagus grows where I come from, Worcestershire. I didn't know it was grown in Formby. Number 2. Which French author wrote Around the World in 80 Days? That's Jules Verne. Number 3. Which game has playing periods called chockers? Polo. Number 4. In which popular tourist area is the mountain Helvellyn? Not sure I'm saying that properly. The Lake District. Number 5. Which British Prime Minister negotiated the Munich Agreement with Hitler? That was Neville Chamberlain. Number 6. What name is given to the extensive grasslands of the interior of North America? They are called the prairies. Number 7. What name is given to the cleansing of fabrics or garments using a solvent other than water? That's very simple, it is dry cleaning. Number 8. Which British actress and mistress of the future King Edward VII was known as the Jersey Lily? That was Lily Langtry. Number 9. Which 11th century embroidered linen strip depicts the Norman conquest of Britain? That is the Bayeux Tapestry. Number 10. Which mountain range in South America extends from Tierra del Fuego to Panama? That is the Andes. And my bonus, which American gangster and mob boss had the nickname Scarface? El Capone. And that's my quiz.
Wonderful stuff. So I hope you got all those right, and if not, then try again next time. So we have for you now some stories, and I'm going to read for you my first story, which is sad sign of the times as Hanley's largest nightclub closes. The largest nightclub in Stoke-on-Trent is shut suddenly. Electric opened in Hanley in January following the collapse of the operator of Fiction. But Electric remained shut, and the operator has confirmed its closure. The writing has appeared to be on the wall earlier last week when the Brunswick Street venue was boarded up and its social media channels disappeared. The Pall Mall side of the venue was also boarded up. 20 jobs were saved when Electric replaced Fiction, but Electric's closure has now been blamed on the lack of pre-bars and footfall in Hanley. An Electric spokesperson said, despite our best efforts, we have failed to agree a suitable long-term solution with the landlord, which is satisfactory for both parties. It is simply no longer viable as business due to the size of the venue and the significant costs that come with it. There has been for a long time a significant step change in customer spending habits when it comes to the late night economy. The appetite for superclubs and large dance floors appears to be shifting to smaller venues, pubs and bars that can sustain having much smaller admission numbers. It's regrettable that we've been unable to keep the party going in Hanley. It was back in 2001 when Luminar Leisure opened Liquid and Jumping Jacks in the old Theatre Royal following a £5.6 million investment. Fiction opened in Hanley in 2014 after the closure of Liquid and a £300,000 refurbishment. Singer Tom Parker and rapper Atinchi Strider attended the opening weekend. Its student night became known as Beans. So over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in batch number 6.
Police raid Staffordshire University halls in pervert swoop. Pervert gamer Ryan Doherty downloaded indecent images of children, The 21-year-old was due to start a foundation course in gaming at Staffordshire University, but he lost his place after police found 5 indecent images of children and 5 extreme pornographic images on his phone. Now Doherty has been sentenced to a 2-year community order at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court. Prosecutor Alison Wally said police attended Staffordshire University's accommodation facility on the 19th of April 2023 following notification that child sexual abuse material had been downloaded by the defendant. His phone was seized and analysed, and officers found 3 indecent images of children at Category A, the most serious, and 2 at Category B. There were also 5 extreme pornographic images. The images were of girls aged 7 to 12. Doherty was arrested. He made no comment to all questions in his police interview. Doherty of Church Road, Yardley, Birmingham, pleaded guilty to 2 charges of making indecent photographs of a child and possession of extreme pornographic images. Barry White, mitigating, said Doherty had been due to start a game design foundation course. Mr. White said, due to his actions, he lost his place on that course. The community order includes an accredited sexual offenders program, a 55-day rehabilitation activity requirement, and 60 hours unpaid work. Judge Michael Maher told the defendant, "You were living at university accommodation with a view to doing a foundation course. Your healthy interest in gaming seems to have strayed into deeply unsavoury territory where you were downloading indecent images of children. This is not a game. These are real human beings who are being tortured for the enjoyment and sexual gratification of others." Doherty is now subject to a 5-year sexual harm prevention order and is also on the sex offenders register for the next 5 years too. Judge Maher added, "I believe I can properly protect the public and rehabilitate you with the imposition of a community order."
So, my final story for you now is, I lost my marriage, couple now living apart after losing £15,000 to rogue trader. A woman has lost her marriage after falling victim to a rogue trader. Alex and Joanna Johnson splashed out more than £15,000 on planned improvements to their Northwood home to iDesign kitchens and bathrooms in Leek. But they now live apart, their marriage is broken down, and their promised kitchen and bathroom remains unfinished. They were this week at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court to see fraudulent businessman Richard Stubbs jailed for 5.5 years after he was convicted of 3 charges of fraudulent trading, 7 charges of fraud, and 2 charges of intending to pervert the course of public justice. His business, iDesign Kitchens and Bathrooms and Peak Kitchens and Bathrooms, were convicted of a total of 7 counts of fraud. In a court statement, Joanna, age 38, said, "I still can't comprehend how he could have done what he did. The excuses he gave and the things he said actually made things worse. It's knocked my faith in humanity. Stubbs really got into my head. At one point, I was not sure I could go through with it. I have become more anxious. Our marriage is now broken down. We are now living apart. What happened caused tensions between us." Stubbs used the fact he was previously a police officer to gain our trust. Speaking on the steps of the court, Joanne added, "I lost my marriage as a result of this, and I'm still living with a kitchen and bathroom that's not suitable. The worst thing I ever did was go to iDesign. I went to the showroom and he seemed so trustworthy. He just kept fobbing us off. I have no money and no bathroom or kitchen. I am glad he's been sentenced and hopefully will not be able to do it to anyone else. It just breaks my heart what everybody else has been through as well." Alex Johnson has feared the worst after learning that iDesign Kitchens and Bathrooms is eased trays in. In a statement, Alex told the court, "I am angered that I was too willing to accept his explanations. I should have not accepted his excuses. I was fearful that we would see nothing for what we paid him. Stubbs made me feel like an idiot. I am annoyed. I did not see the signs and it negatively affected my mental health and my marriage has broken down. It had a massive negative impact on our relationship." The court heard how 52-year-old Stubbs of Highview Road, Endon, had served Staffordshire Police for 9 years. He'd been banned from being a company director for the next 10 years. So over to Liz now, who's going to do the final story for us in batch 6.
Shameless benefit cheat mum claimed 20k in PIP while running 10k races. A benefits cheat mum claimed more than £20,000 she was not entitled to, despite competing in scores of running events. Sarah Morris was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2005, but in 2020 she exaggerated the extent of her condition and claimed personal independence payment, that's PIP. The 49-year-old told lies about the severity of her MS and said she lacked the power to stand at the cooker, lacked balance, and experienced difficulties getting out of the bath unassisted. She also claimed to be so anxious when she left the house that even a trip to the pharmacy to collect her medication left her in tears. Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court heard she was paid £2,292.63 in PIP, PIP, a month. But the mother of three failed to mention to the Department for Works and Pensions, the DWP, that she was in fact a member of the Stone Master Marathoners and regularly ran 5K, 5 kilometres and 10 kilometre races. Morrison was overpaid £20,528.83 between the 20th of October 2020 and April 25th, 2023. Now she has been jailed for 8 months. Prosecutor Reagan Walters said the benefit was paid on the basis she would notify the DWP of any changes which affected the amount of benefits. The defendant signed and dated the PIP claim form on the 20th of November 2020 and signed the declaration. On the 21st of January 2021, she had a face-to-face consultation. The payment was calculated and authorised from that stage. But DWP investigators became aware Morris was competing in organised running events. Mr. Reagan said, if the defendant had disclosed the information, the PIP, the PIP, would not have been awarded. There was an overpayment of £20,528.83. The DWP obtained photographs of the defendant and some Facebook posts taken by Morris herself. She had been taking part in marathons, races and orienteering. The first photo was taken a month after she signed her initial claim form. The defendant can be seen to have been taking part on a competitive run 2 days prior to making that initial claim. At no point was information received from the defendant reporting any improvement in her condition during her claim for PIP. The defendant reported receiving assistance in almost every aspect of her life. She claimed to experience difficulties with her balance, adding she struggles to stand and required supervision from her family. She said she required grab rails in the bathroom and assistance with getting dressed. On some days, her stress and anxiety led to her being housebound. She added she used a walking stick when she felt tired and unsteady. The defendant exaggerated her issues throughout the claim process. The court heard investigators carried out surveillance on Morris from the 5th of February to the 20th of February 2023. Mr. Walters said on the 5th of February she took part in a 5-mile race and was seen running without assistance and showed no signs of balance problems. On the 11th of February she was seen running with the Stone Master Marathoners and showed no signs of discomfort. The investigation uncovered that Morris competed in 73 races between May 2019 and December 2022. The defendant was interviewed on the 11th of May 2023 and she stated her multiple sclerosis had worsened and she was suffering from fatigue. But she confirmed she had been a member of Stone Master Marathoners Running Club prior to making her claim. She added she filled in her PIP form on her worst day. Morris of Walton Way Stone pleaded guilty to dishonestly making a false statement to obtain a benefit. Paul Cliff, mitigating, said Morris was diagnosed with MS 19 years ago and the severity of its impact ebbs and flows to a degree. Mr. Cliff said, but it is accepted by her that the application did not give the full picture. It crossed over into the realms of dishonesty. He said Morris's marriage broke down in the spring of 2020. He said Morris did not enjoy a lavish lifestyle as a result of her fraudulent claim. Mr. Cliff said she lost her home because of financial problems and was struggling to keep her head above water financially. The application did not give the full picture. She did say running was one of the ways she tried to manage her MS. She has found it difficult to come to terms with her dishonesty. Mr. Cliff said Morris homeschools her two youngest children and they would be impacted if she was jailed. He added, she has had to deal with the shame of knowing that she has behaved in this way. I suggest she is capable of rehabilitation. Recorder Robert Smith said, during the assessment, you said the difficulties with your balance were so bad you had to hold on to someone and you went up and downstairs on your bottom and would require 5 minutes rest. At no point did you mention you were a keen runner and ran regularly. You hid that fact. In my judgment, you deliberately hid it. You told lies about the severity of your condition. You set out to defraud the taxpayer of significant sums of money, and your lies meant you were awarded the enhanced rate. You were awarded the rate for somebody who cannot walk for one single meter. It is awarded to people who are wheelchair bound or have no legs at all.
Wonderful stuff. Many thanks. That's the end of our local news segments. And many thanks to Liz for coming in to read a few for us. And we'll all be back reading the news for you early in August. Have you got a good couple of weeks coming up, Liz?
I'm sure I have, but I can't think. I'll be having more of the grandchildren from Monday because they're on holiday.
Well,
I saw them yesterday. They were wild.
Well, that'll be fun. We'll have a lovely couple of weeks and we shall see you at the beginning of August.
We will.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye bye.
And keep listening. We've got Liz come up. We'll be coming up with the sport and we also have a bit of entertainment for you as well to end on.